Today, a Murfreesboro radio station will stop playing jazz and start playing a musical genre with deep roots but a short history. That was the Avett Brothers' True Sadness, currently the number one song on the Americana charts. WMOT, a station owned by MTSU, is adopting Americana in an effort to broaden their audience and better serve their students. Ken Paulson, the dean of MTSU's College of Media and Entertainment, says universities have a responsibility to make the best possible use of their assets, and that playing jazz wasn't doing that.
There were strengths about our jazz and classical format, but candidly, we did not have a lot of listeners. And when you don't have a lot of listeners, you don't get your message out about the quality of the education you provide.
To spearhead the switch, the university partnered with Music City Roots, a local syndicated radio show whose TV production appears on PBS stations. Paulson thinks the move to Americana better reflects the culture, the music, and the people of Nashville. But if that's true, why isn't there already a local station committed to the genre?
It's not been successful, really, in competition with what we once called Top 40 and contemporary hits, and it's why nobody has jumped in with both feet in Nashville to try to create a commercial all-Americana station. But you know what? WMOT has this great gift. We are a nonprofit radio station.
In music history terms, Americana is still relatively new. The Grammys created an Americana category just 6 years ago. It encompasses a broadly defined range of roots music from blues to bluegrass. The recent top 10 charts include the Lumineers, Sturgill Simpson, and Joan Baez. Paulson says the station will continue to broadcast MTSU sports. They will also continue to play jazz on their HD channel and two FM outlets in Murfreesboro. WMOT is celebrating their switch to Americana at a private ceremony at the Country Music Hall of Fame today. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Jason Moon Wilkins.